An unexpected fireworks display that burst over the North Vancouver waterfront this week was part of a private event that likely won't be repeated until there's been more public consultation. That's the word from the City of North Vancouver, after receiving complaints from local residents following the five-minute fireworks show Monday night. A number of residents took to social media to capture the pyrotechnic display bursting over the waterfront in front of the Shipyards District. Some appeared enthusiastic about the fireworks while others were decidedly less so. But most local residents appeared to be taken by surprise by the weeknight display, as private fireworks are usually banned in the City of North Vancouver. City resident Steve Wart was one of the locals who caught the show on Monday night. "They were quite loud, but it was over quickly," he said. "But I was surprised they were allowed." Wart said he used to get upset about fireworks because they terrified his dog. "Since she's gone deaf, that's not really an issue anymore," he said, "but I know a lot of pet owners dread them." Kim Coleman, another North Vancouver resident, also heard the fireworks but said the idea doesn't bother her. "It's a fun thing," she said. "As long as the display is being done by professionals, I'm all for it." The fireworks were part of a private event at the Shipyards on Monday night, said city staffer Magda Kwaterska, manager of the Shipyards and waterfront for the municipality. The one-time private sector corporate event involved a company booking Shipyard Commons, Shippy Builders Square and the foot of Lonsdale Water Feature, Pipe Shop, Polygon Gallery and Tap and Barrel Restaurant on Monday night, said Kwaterska. The event wasn't open to the public, but most businesses in the area, Spirit Trail and access to the pier were still open, said Kwaterska. The city permitted the event, in order to offset programming and operational costs, of free public events during the rest of the year, she said, including free weekly movie nights and the popular Shipyards Festival, coming September 17. According to city spokesperson Pardeep Purewal, the city charged its corporate client $36,000 for the three-day event, which included one day of closing public spaces and 2 days of preparation work. The city didn't say which company had booked the event, but it was widely reported to involve a corporate celebration for Ernst & Young. Corporate representatives did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Kwaterska said fireworks were allowed as part of the event on Monday. As the fireworks display happened over the water, the actual permit for the fireworks was issued through the Vancouver Port Authority with consultation from the City of North Vancouver Fire Department. "In the case of Monday night's fireworks, we were able to consider the application as the fireworks was for a display from a barge, over the water, which significantly reduces the fire and safety risk," said Kwaterska. The city received a number of complaints from residents about the event, including concerns about fireworks and the use of the space for a private event, said Kwaterska. "Until a public consultation process is in place in early 2023 as part of the Shipyard strategy, there will be no further special event fireworks," she added. Jsaid at nsnews.com. Twitter.com. Jane Said. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Gwen Farley, at Gwen Farley.